This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very simple. Just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It is an open line Thursday. We haven't taken very many calls. 800-636-1067 is the number. Those are the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. It's brought to you by the DC Lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Before the break, I talked about a former NFL exec. Mm-hmm. That thinks that Washington, he made a bold prediction on his podcast. He's a former guest on this show.
Many
Mike
times.
Lombardi.
We got to get him back on.
He's a very good guest.
Drabby, let's get him back on. Talk about
his
this.
Bold prediction about Washington in the 2021 NFL draft. Here's his quote. I think Washington is going to be the next team to unload all their picks to try to get a quarterback. I think they love Lance. I don't think... I know Washington loves Trey Lance.
Right, so will he's they talking trade to up somebody?
So will they trade up to get Lance? That remains to be seen. So yeah, he's definitely he has somebody inside that building that knows that they're in on Trey Lance. And here was him. Here was Mike Lombardi on the podcast, the GM Shuffle, yesterday.
Andy Dalton was signed by the Bears. The worst thing a team can do is to fill a position and still need a player for that team. Washington owns the 19th overall pick in the draft. What do you think about what Rivera's saying?
I think he's saying exactly what we just said in the prior before he became on. I mean, they're going to wait to that draft. And if Trey Lance starts to slide, they're going to go get his ass. That's what he's saying right there. They're going to go get his ass. We're going to react to what happens in front of us. He's not lying. You know, Ron's just being totally honest. Now, do they want to go up to four and guarantee them that they get Trey Lance? Well, they're probably, you know, Atlanta probably wants two number ones in future years. And, you know, and so it's too expensive. So it's cost effective for them to sit there and wait to see what happens. I'm sure they're engaged in conversations with Atlanta. But I think that that's where they are. I think they want Trey Lance. I think they're willing to go get him. I think they want to do it in a way to where they can maximize their cost. Minimum.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Bickle, if that happens, I'm just going to do the whole come in that next day and just go like this.
Pat on my own back.
Oh, pat
really?
On my own back like
a
that.
A lot of back patting by Jason Bishop.
I'll be stunned if they do it. Now, the good part would be by having Fitzpatrick, they won't have to play Lance. Like, they really won't.
I think
he's a project for sure. He's got a lot of ability, a lot of talent. You can see it, raw talent. But I think he has got a lot to work on. He's got to work on his accuracy. He hasn't played anywhere near this kind of level of competition.
Yeah.
In some ways, it would be maybe a smart pick because you could truly develop him potentially. But again, I'll be stunned if they go high and get any quarterback.
Yeah, I think moving 19 to 4, you have to give up a lot to get up into that stratosphere. Now, if Atlanta deals the pick and somebody doesn't go up and get Trey Lance and he falls somewhere like 10, 12, somewhere in that range, I could see them making that move. I would be stunned if they went up to number 4. To get Lance, especially with Fitzpatrick in the building.
Well,
right now.
Especially since you know, like Lombardi said, you got to give up multiple ones
and
more to go from 19 to 4, right? So what kind of helps Washington is that the Carolina Panthers made that deal.
Right.
So they got Darnold. So they don't necessarily need a quarterback, whereas before they made that deal, you had all these mock drafts saying they were going to take Lance there or
whoever was available.
It's
like Washington football team gets everything else from the Panthers. Why wouldn't they get their number eight pick if Trey Lance starts sliding and they've done the math and say, you know what? We don't want to go up to four, but we can move up to eight because that's where Carolina sits at this point. And, you know, Carolina has their quarterback now. Maybe they would entertain that and move back to 19 and acquire some extra picks. Yeah. That would make more sense.
And here's the question I would ask for Lombardi. I would follow up. And if San Francisco takes Lance at three, would Washington be inclined to do the same deal and move up to get a guy like Justin Fields or a Mac Jones? So do they – I'd like to know where they kind of rank those three, and are they still willing to make a deal to move up to get the other two if Lance is gone?
Right. 800-636-1067 is the number. Should Washington make a bold move into the top 10 or the top 5 to draft a Justin Fields or a Trey Lance? And from what Michael Lombardi is saying, it sounds like some people in that building love them some Trey Lance.
So I'm trying to think about it. So Lombardi's an old school NFL guy, been around a long time. I'm thinking his connection is Herney.
Yeah, could I'm be. Just,
this is a total. I mean, you want? I'm throwing a dart in the dartboard.
I like it. I don't hate it.
I'm saying
two old dudes swapping stories.
Yes,
on the down
I'm
low.
Herney and Lombardi are old time NFL boys.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and they're sharing stories, and he's poking around for information, and Marty's eating his meatballs, and Marty tells them they really like Lance.
Right,
and if they can find a way to go up and get him, they'll do it. I still will be I'll be stunned, and I guess it'll be exciting for the show if they pull it off.
Oh, it would be huge.
But I'll be stunned because I think they're set. I think this team is set at quarterback for this year.
I know, but
Fitz,
I keep telling you it goes
Heineken
beyond
Allen,
this year.
They're set.
It goes beyond
that,
this year.
And I think that eight spot that the Panthers hold is pivotal because the Broncos sit at nine, and they can't be thrilled with what Drew Lock has done. So that
I don't know,
you have to think that they're hunting around for their quarterback too. So if you could leapfrog them for the guy that you want if he's there, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, look, the only two teams that you probably would say, all right, they could take a quarterback here in the top 10 are obviously San Francisco and Denver at 9 because, as we just talked about, Carolina probably doesn't need one.
Right.
When you get outside the top 10, you know, Dallas isn't taking one. The Giants aren't taking one. Philly, okay. Philly, who knows, all right? They could be a wild card. But and then, of course, you got the Patriots. So there are a few teams outside the top 10 that may take a guy like a Lance or a Mac Jones. But
right.
Inside the top 10, if that's where you want to jump to, there's only those two teams.
Drabby, who do you think his connection is? Do you like – I don't even know if Drabby's in there. My Zoom is crashing.
Yeah,
he's there.
Do you like my theory, my just random thought that maybe Herney is his connection? Who's he talking to? Because he's talking to somebody.
I just think that – I mean, he's
he
got
says,
good
I don't think I know they love Lance.
Yeah.
So yeah, but
it might be.
He's not – Herney's not going to tell Lombardi –
they're just old school boys. He's not. He's gonna say, "Look, we love him." I could see that conversation. You
I know,
couldn't?
But why does Herney want that out there?
Like,
that's what everyone
just gonna
forgets
him.
When they hear these things. Is that none of these teams want what they're thinking out there?
True.
But you know what? Who knows? There could be shenanigans.
Right.
Could
they
be playing games.
Screen. They could love somebody else. They
maybe
just want to put it out there. That
right.
They
maybe
love Lance.
They really love Mac Jones, and they're saying, "Yeah, we want Lance because they want teams to trade up for Lance," and that obviously slips Mac Jones down the board. Who knows?
I mean, Eric, think about it. If Herney really did love Trey Lance, and then he told Lombardi that in a conversation, then Lombardi
well, just
went
like
off,
over meatballs and
yeah,
just
over
BSing.
Meatballs. You think Herney wouldn't be super Rick?
If it's Lombardi went and talked about it,
of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Somebody telling him. I don't put it this way. I don't think that Lombardi's making it up. When guys say things like "I don't think I know," that means somebody told him.
Well, it is possible.
Now, they might be lying.
It is possible.
Somebody told him
information
that.
Leaks. Right? Maybe Herney didn't call up, Lombardi, and they're talking about old times. Hey, by the way, I like Lance. Maybe it's not like that, but maybe it just leaks out from someone to a friend and down to Lombardi. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to get Lombardi on the show tomorrow if we could.
I just want to know who talk the sauce that. Is. I want to know the sauces.
You're never going to find that out.
He might tell us off air. You don't think?
No. He don't know us that well.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to divulge his sources. He's got to keep those nice and close to the vest.
But again, all right, so let's just say it's true, all right? Just for the sake of the argument, let's just say it's true that they really love Lance. And San Francisco takes Lance. Do you think that they would make a move to take one of those other two guys? Do they like Fields enough where they feel like they can trade up to, I don't know, Carolina's spot? I don't know, Denver spot, or excuse me, Dallas spot at 10, although I doubt Dallas would deal with them. I don't know. See, the problem is you got Dallas, New York, and Philly back to back to back at 10, 11, and 12. I doubt those teams are going to try and help Washington get a quarterback.
Correct.
So it would have to be somewhere inside of that.
If you like Lance, how could you not like Fields?
I know.
I mean, they both have very similar skill sets, it appears. And I would say Fields is more accurate. I like Fields way more than I like Lance, but I'm just an idiot.
Would you be okay with them maybe not giving up two ones, but, you know, a one and a two and maybe, I don't know, a three? I don't know what you'd have to get up to, like, eight. You'd probably have to still give up multiple ones, but would you be okay with them trading up to get Fields?
I mean, I guess. Because it'd be great for the show. You know, they draft a first-round quarterback and the drama that will ensue over the next 3 or 4 years. But I don't think they need one right now. I think they need one in a year or two, and maybe that's what this is all about. But I still think we need other pieces.
They're not in desperate need for 2021. No. You're right. But I'm telling you, the Martys were thinking about 2022, 2023.
Sure. They're looking down the line.
You're
because you know Fitz ain't going to be there in 2023.
No, I think maybe 2 years.
Maybe. All right.
I think maybe 2 years, but I think that's their win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Window. That's this team's window. So let's buff up the other positions, you know? But yeah, well. I don't know. All right, let's go to the phones, see what people think. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, man? You're on the Junks.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. What's up, hey, buddy.
Mo? As far as moving up in the draft, I mean, everything's within reason. As far as multiple first-round picks, not too excited about that. But if we could maybe slide in something with maybe a first, a second, and a third, along with a player that we can trade who doesn't really want to sign here, then I can understand that. But this is the year that we have to make a play for a quarterback because this is our lag year. And the way things are looking moving forward with college quarterbacks developing, from what I understand, the next two classes are poo-poo. So if you're going to make a move, this is the year to make the move. I get, you know, how you feel about Trey Lance because, you know, his sample size is kind of minimal right now, but as far as his feeling is concerned with that young man, I mean, he could be something spectacular. So, you know, it's all about within reason what's being asked versus what we have or what we're willing to give. But this is definitely a year where we need to make a move for a quarterback because we literally don't have to start him this year. So, you know, that's how I'm looking. Oh, one more thing. Yep. Y'all definitely forgot about Paul Casey, too.
Yeah.
I did
take Casey in another pool. And this one, yeah, I forgot about him. But
I'd like
to spread the wealth a little bit.
I hear you.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
All right, thank you, Mo. Appreciate it, buddy.
800-636-1067 is the number, the Gambit DC listener lines.
Let's go to Brendan, line two, Richmond. Brendan, what's up, pal? You're on with the Jucks.
So listen, guys, if they were right about Trey Lance, the economics, it's okay to give up two first rounders the next 2 years and swap mm-hmm. your picks this year, because his contract's so cheap that you can in free agency find one or two players, and then by the time you have to pay him, you'll have your first round picks again. Those picks will be gone. Mm-hmm. But you have to be right that this kid is the quarterback for the next 10 years. Because if you're wrong, then you just screwed yourself up like we did with RG3.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, they have a roster right now to compete. The way they've assembled their roster right now with Fitzpatrick, they can compete. They don't necessarily need that first round 19 pick this year to compete. I would prefer more like a Darnold deal where it's a bunch of seconds, because we obviously stink at picking second rounders. And the interesting thing in this draft is, I think at 7 is Detroit and at 8 is Carolina. Well, I think Martin Mayhew come from Detroit, and then all these guys came from Carolina. So they probably have a good idea of which team needs to trade back to acquire. See, I think Detroit, their roster's terrible. They need to trade back to acquire more picks to build for the future. So mm-hmm. I think that's who you target at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be another suitor that you move up with as well. Thanks for the call, Brendan.
Thank you, Brendan.
And Brendan makes a good point that it kind of you have to be right. Well, look, no one knows. If you could predict the future, you'd be a billionaire.
Of course you would.
You don't know. It's an educated guess. If they really like a guy, they think they're going to be right for the next 10 years. Doesn't mean it's going to work out.
Right.
You know.
I'm willing to say this just because it's so hard to find. They're like unicorns. No matter who they pick next at quarterback, he's not going to be their guy for the next 10 years. I'll always bet against it.
Yeah. Well, that's because
who they pick.
That's because over
time. Trevor Lawrence.
That's because over time, first-round quarterbacks are maybe 50-50.
Right. It's usually the safe bet is to bet against.
Yeah. I'll bet against. I'll bet against them all.
Coming up next, how fast was Tiger Woods driving when he crashed in California? That's on the Junkie Sports page next here on The Fan. Coming up in just about an hour, Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel will join us to talk about the Masters. So looking forward to reconnecting with him. Right now it's time for the Junk's Sports page, brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified HubZone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
All right. First round of the Masters down in Augusta. Bickle was there a few days ago. He loves it. Tee times start in about 35 minutes at 8 o'clock, and some of the bigger groups probably don't start until the 10 o'clock hour, and then we talked about it. Jordan Spieth is in a pretty big group at 2 o'clock with Colin Morikawa and Cam Smith. So, you know, obviously a smaller field. All the big dogs are here, and it's going to be fun to watch. Weather's going to be great today. It might not be as nice tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow down there, but today's going to be great. Lightning greens.
Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome to watch.
Hey, can you golf nerds grade my FanDuel DFS lineup real quick? Just with the quickness.
All right. But this is all based on sort of salary cap.
Yeah,
and all that.
I got a fifth guy's in under the salary cap.
All right. So who is your big money guy?
My big money guy is, I'm going with Cantlay at 11,100.
Okay.
Followed by Spieth.
Yeah, like it.
I have Berger.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
Yeah.
I have Paul Casey.
All right.
And then I had to fit in a few squeakers. Fit in a couple numbers.
Yeah.
Harmon and Poulter. They're rounding out the squad.
Right.
Harmon's a Georgia boy. That's not a bad pick. It's not a horrible pick.
I don't know. Has Poulter had any success there? Nothing comes to mind. He's always sort of in the mix.
I have to go back and look at his.
Poulter just strikes me as one of those guys that has a late Sunday and finishes, you know, fifth or something.
I'm just trying to fade the chalk with, like, DeChambeau, JT, Dustin Johnson. Maybe that's a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, no Cantlay, remember Cantlay a couple years ago when Tiger won it? He was right in the mix, and I think he was one of three or four guys who finished a shot back. So that's not horrible. I'm just looking at Ian Poulter here. His best finish, it looks like, was sixth, 2015. He does make cuts, though.
Right.
That's what you want. He makes cuts.
You want the made cuts. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
You get missed cuts, you're finished.
All right, so there was some Tiger news yesterday, and I'm just wondering, is this the news that they were talking about that they couldn't talk to the press about because it was a privacy issue? I don't think that's what this is.
I don't think
right?
so either.
Because they're saying now, I mean, there's a privacy issue if a guy's speeding or not. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, what did they determine? He was going like 87 or something in a 45, whatever the number was.
Between 84 and 87. Right. And they said that the SUV was going 75 when it hit the tree.
Right. I mean, he's so lucky to be here.
He's so lucky to be breathing.
Incredibly lucky to be alive.
Yeah. And so I still have questions. Why was he going 87? Okay, he was late. I get it. He's in a new vehicle, late model vehicle, whatever.
Right.
You can cruise in those things, and it doesn't feel like you're going that fast. Okay, but typically they say he was so out of it, they think that he hit the gas instead of hitting the brake
right.
when he realized that it all was going to hell real quick.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I think when that that's when you're out of it. You know what I mean? That's when you're big time out of it.
I was texting back and forth with a former police chief. Yesterday.
Okay.
Former, not anymore.
Okay.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And he texted me, he says, because they said primary cause was speed. All right. And he put primary cause in parentheses.
Yeah.
He says, what's secondary or contributing? Use of word primary is a red flag. I said, what's your theory? Uh-huh. He goes, speed and prescription pills. That's what he thinks.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100%. And that's what I said from the beginning.
And the
now,
prescription
we don't know.
Pills is the privacy issue because of the HIPAA stuff. When we were talking about the HIPAA
right.
laws.
Right.
Because if it was legal, if those are legal, you know, prescription for whatever condition he's got, then you can't release that.
As I was bleeding away my chips last night at MGM National Harbor, this came up with the guy that I was sitting next to. And I said, if I'm Tiger Woods, my life is that silly. I'm driving 5 miles under the limit everywhere. I'm never speeding.
I know,
speeding.
But you're not in the right frame of mind when you're popping pills.
If you're impaired and if you're under the influence of a substance, I understand it's going to make you make bad decisions or, you know, just make incorrect decisions, especially if you're behind the wheel of a vehicle traveling over 80 miles per hour. It doesn't help you.
Remember we were talking about Tiger when he did the interview with Jim Nance at the Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Of course.
And remember how he looked in that? Didn't he look like he was on something?
He didn't look right. And I said that there's a reason why we're throwing these things out there, not to slander a guy. You know, we probably shouldn't, but we're just speculating. He's a public figure. But I told you, the video with him and Dwayne Wade, the video with him with Aeneas Williams at the Super Bowl, the video of him with Jim Nance, all those things were, in my opinion, showing a sort of a different Tiger, and he looked off in all of them, like a little too giddy, a little too, he's either drunk or is, you know, on something, in my opinion, having watched Tiger for 25 years, he didn't look right. The warning signs were there. He had another surgery equals pills. I even threw out there, he might even be having these surgeries just to get access to have the pills. This guy has surgery all the time. He's addicted to it. Like Joan Rivers is lipo, right? Botox.
But again, that's just speculation.
It's pure speculation. No, it's pure speculation. But I feel pretty comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty comfortable. I don't think it was like Valdez thought he was sending a dong shot and wrecked his car.
No, he was on something.
They even said yesterday they don't think it was distracted driving. I don't know how the hell they would know that, but they said they do not think he was texting and driving. They don't think it was distracted driving. They think the primary cause was speeding, and I think there was something else. There's a reason why he was
speeding.
Because
they would say that if it was distracted driving.
I think so, too. And they probably checked his phone and saw that he wasn't texting at that moment. You know, they do all that stuff.
But what's weird is the cops still are saying that when they checked him in the car, he didn't seem impaired.
Well, he was.
That's
just
why they didn't test him.
Well, because he was just in an accident, so he probably was dazed. I think they actually said the first person that went to him, he was unconscious, right? How could they even know?
Okay, maybe they just didn't smell.
He just had a massive. Yeah, he didn't smell alcohol, but that doesn't mean that you're not impaired.
I think if you collide with a tree,
I think
75,
you're right.
I think everybody's going to be unconscious from that impact. Yeah, no matter how safe your car is, man. That had to be a super violent collision. And if the vehicle rolled over multiple times, I mean, you're banged up from that.
My theory is that as soon as the accident occurred, and Tiger's people were contacted, those lawyers were all over the LAPD. Mm-hmm. They were saying, you can't do this. He's not giving you, you know what I mean? I guarantee you they were working them, saying, yeah. Hey, you're not drug testing him. You're not doing this unless you have cause. You're not doing this unless you have cause. Don't release anything unless you talk to us. He has privacy here. You know what I mean? Whatever angle they could push, I promise you they were. Because they handled this with super kid gloves, it seemed like. I think anybody else that hits a tree and is going 87.
I mean, he's not even getting a ticket. Like, I understand,
he's
lucky to survive, and that's adding insult to injury. But, I mean, he's driving almost 90 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Any other random Joe gets a citation for that.
This is where he's also lucky, because he's lucky to be alive. But if there was another car involved and someone got hurt or died, it's on, because then there's charges.
Totally.
Then there's criminal charges. Then they would release what he was on. 100%.
I would ask the former police commissioner, or I will, ask this person, Jason, if it's standard, you know, if it would be standard for someone who gets in an accident like that, it's going 87, passed out in the vehicle, if the average person, would they, at the hospital, take blood and do some sort of drug or alcohol test on the blood? Because they didn't even do that.
Right.
I'm going to guess, I'm just pure guess, it's probably pretty standard to see if this person was under the influence when you're at the hospital.
It just makes sense because of the way he looked in that interview with Nance at the Genesis. Yes. He just had the surgery. We know
he's just saying it out of the blue.
We know that he's had issues with the, you know, the Ambien and the prescription pills before. It just all makes sense. He's going 87 and a 45. I mean, who does that?
He was angry in the parking lot. That's
nobody
documented.
Does that. Even if you're late for your own wedding,
how is he not?
You're not going 87 in a 45.
Isn't that reckless driving? Like, he should get a reckless driving charge, right?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Of course.
They're hooking him.
They're hooking him, and that's because I'm telling you, the lawyers, the spokesman, they were all over them.
How do you not get a speeding ticket?
His image.
How do you not get a speeding ticket?
I mean, I know it's Tiger Woods. I know he's a celebrity, but you gotta give him a ticket just so people realize you can't get away with going nearly 90 miles per hour in a 45 zone.
He got the royal treatment.
Yeah, he
on
did.
This deal.
He got hooked
big time, because I know I got a $160 ticket for inadvertently taking a left turn where I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
They're not even going to. That's all I did. I was in a foreign city to me, and I took a left turn where I wasn't supposed to and got lit up for 100. He got nothing.
He got nothing.
He went flying off into the trees, destroyed his car, nearly killed himself, and they gave him nothing.
And we may never know.
It's not like he just went off the road and into the trees. He went over the median, over oncoming traffic, right? Across oncoming. Luckily, he didn't hit anybody.
Tiger gets nothing, but I go to College Park right near Xfinity Center, and I'm going 53 in a 40, and I get a ticket. What?
Right.
Are you serious? Is this the same America that we're living in? There are different rules for different people. This is patently unfair.
You know, $40 ticket. Of course, we may never know. It's just our theories. It's our guess. It's an educated guess. I mean, I think it's makes sense that he was probably on some sort of a painkiller. Could have been Oxy, could have been something else. I don't know.
See, they could have misinterpreted
too. But no one goes that fast. I'm sorry, no one goes that fast unless you're not thinking straight.
They could have misinterpreted sort of his grogginess and his unconsciousness, which would be totally plausible for a guy who just was in a traumatic accident.
Sure.
Right?
Of course.
But he could have been like that before the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we had reports that he was out partying the night before. We know he was out there with Spade and them at the hotel. I don't know. I don't know what time he tucked himself in. But I smell. I say shenanigans.
You know what it was, Cakes?
There's more to
bad
this.
Bad judgment.
bad judgment, like laying down top two pair last night.
Bad judgment. And I wonder if Tiger, you know, 5 years down the road, will ever talk about it.
Not if it makes him look
bad. Oh, no way. He'll never.
The guy will not talk about stuff that makes him look bad.
I'd be stunned if he talked about that ever.
Hasn't he talked about the arrest on when he was on the Ambien, when he got pulled over and didn't know what state he was in? Didn't he talk about that?
I don't know.
Well, I know if he does talk about it.
Maybe he did one interview, but.
He'll be boring when he talks about it. He'll put you to sleep when he talks about it.
He's a boring guy. He doesn't let you in. You know,
he's not
funny. I guess I don't blame him.
He's not funny.
He's definitely not funny. Everyone says how smart he is. I don't know if he's smart. He's an amazing golfer. Mm-hmm. But he's not funny. He's not interesting. And I just don't think he...
And lucky to be alive.
When you've had the international attention he's had since he's been 16 years old, I can understand why he wants some privacy. I get
sure.
it.
Sure. Of course.
But he just doesn't let you in. He just doesn't.
All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you about Elon Musk's next potential venture. But I believe EB is going to tell you about Crop Metcalf in just a bit here.
That's right, guys. Stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the five-star plumbing experts, my guys at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today at 1-800-GO-CROP to save $50 off your next plumbing service. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll do EB's entertainment page coming up at 8 a.m., and I did want to talk about Elon Musk's new potential venture, but I kind of want to pivot away from it now after I saw a video that I saw yesterday but was reminded of. Elon Musk's company, they basically want to create a real-life version of Jurassic Park is the headline for Musk's company. I think it's called Neuralink, where they want to breed different, you know, crossbreed animals. I don't know exactly what the purpose is. It's just rich guys don't know what to do with their money. I don't know what the purpose. Anyway, that's what Elon Musk wants to do next. The video, I don't know if you guys saw it. Did you see the 7-Eleven video from Bangkok, Thailand yesterday, where a water monitor lizard that looks to be about, I don't know, from head to tail, maybe 6 feet long, maybe 7 feet long, gets into the 7-Eleven. It scurries up like a shelf with, you know, like, I don't know, snacks or whatever, crackers, and climbs up on top of the shelf and then starts crawling over top of, like, the soda fountain dispenser. And it's basically a monster inside the 7-Eleven. I thought it was a Komodo dragon at first, but apparently it's a water monitor lizard. And it is... terrifying that this thing is just roaming.
I saw the video also.
Just roaming
the
streets.
Where was it?
It's in Bangkok.
Yeah.
It's in Thailand.
Yeah.
By the way, this is the only type of stuff that happens in Bangkok.
So, I mean, this is not going to happen if you go to, like, the 7-Eleven in the Inkton.
This has never happened in Ashburn. I mean, come on. Look at this. This is crazy.
Could you imagine?
No, it's insanity.
I mean, Drab T-Shirt loves nothing more than getting double gulps and super big gulps at 7-Eleven. What would Drab T-Shirt do if he was filling up his cup with Diet Dew and that big giant monster starts crawling towards him? I think he's going to need new pants. He's going to soil his pants right there spot.
I think it's kind of cool.
It's not cool if you're in the store, if you're an employee in the store.
Well, I mean, is that thing, it's not going to attack you from 15 feet away.
Yeah, but it's terrifying.
So it's so slow.
Oh, do you think those things are slow?
Well, I mean, you can definitely outrun it.
I don't know that's true.
But it would still be scary if it was there right in front of you, 10 feet in front of you.
Hold on, Kix.
I mean, it's not going to kill you.
Croc or alligator slow? I mean, I know this is something else.
Well, first of all,
I mean,
I don't know where it's a lizard. I don't know where Drab T-Shirt is getting this information from, that it's a slow animal. Like, it might be slow in the store, like as it's kind of like feeling its way around foreign territory. But if it sees something it wants to eat, I'm guessing it's pretty fast and goes after it pretty quickly. Right. And it has four legs, by the way, which automatically makes it quicker than you with your puny two legs.
How does that thing get up the
He just crawled up.
Well, he's got giant claws.
I know, but he's heavy. He's so heavy. I would think he was heavy. That thing would just fall over.
Pull over. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe that thing was bolted into the wall. I don't know. But
so am I led to believe then in Bangkok that those things are kind of like running around anywhere? Like the iguanas in Aruba?
Maybe.
I guess. Yeah. Maybe that's just like, maybe it's also like seeing a squirrel, like in our yards here.
Could be.
Maybe it's that
common. I've told the story a million times. You know, I went to Aruba, especially at the Marriott. It was overrun with iguanas. Right. It was terrifying.
Well, it's a tropical paradise, EB. They get butt-sized for the hot weather.
I mean, they literally ruined my vacation.
I also went to Aruba, and like if you had food anywhere near you, like poolside, yeah, they were going to come grasp at the food
iguanas
that you had. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and you stayed at a different hotel than I did. I'm certain of it.
Correct. But I mean, they're all over the island.
So
they're at every hotel.
So where you were, these lizards post up and just wait for you to drop a fry? How does it work?
Yeah, like if you sit down on like a lounge chair next to the pool, you bring like I'm just going with a local snack, a bag of silly plantain chips in Aruba.
Right.
Oh, they're just waiting for you to drop one on the ground.
The way it was,
they can't wait.
The hotel where I stayed, the Marriott, it had like, you know how a lot of these resorty hotels, it's like open, half of it's like open, right? Because you're outside,
inside. You've got the breezes blowing through. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
The lobby's all open and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you walked into the lobby, there were iguanas just kind of running around the lobby.
Right.
And then you go in the back in the patio in the pool area. Beautiful pool, right? A resort pool and bar and all that.
Yeah.
The 50 of them, maybe 100 of them.
Same at the hotel
everywhere.
I was at. Like, you could go order your silly fruity rum drink, but you're sitting down at a bar, and 15 feet away on the boulders near the fountain, there's 100 iguanas just sunning themselves, just chilling.
Oh, ours weren't even on the boulders. Ours were all on, they were the same place we were. Ours were underneath my Chase Lounge, whatever you call it.
Chase Lounge.
Chase Young Lounge. Yeah, they were underneath me. I was so unnerved, I couldn't even close my eyes. God,
this island. This
blows.
Lizard, I mean, maybe this lizard was the owner's or the manager's pet and got out from, it just walked in the front door?
A pet? You're going to keep a monster like that as a pet?
You don't think people have pets that big? Lizards that big as pets? I think they probably do. Especially in Bangkok.
I don't know, man.
Like, do you think they walk down the street and walked in the front door?
Well, that's what I'm
door?
Asking.
How would you manage
Is it
a pet
like
Aruba?
That?
I don't know.
They're just walking the streets. They're just chilling.
That's crazy.
I mean, I've never been to Thailand. How would I know if there are water monitors just walking all over the place?
What are they called?
Water monitor lizards.
That's a crazy
Water, day. Another monitor like Jason, lizards.
How many pounds do you think that thing is?
I mean, that thing looks
you
like
you got to put it on the Junks
Radio
account
100.
For people that haven't seen it
looks
yet.
Looks like 100, 120 pounds.
Yeah, it's a biggie.
Right. I mean, to me, it just looked like a gator. Or I couldn't.
You know what that thing would do to Cakes' dog?
Oh, it would swallow it whole.
Oh, now, yeah. Appetizer.
If I were that monitor lizard, I would be in that 7-Eleven. Now, I'm not sure if they offer this in Bangkok, Thailand. But if I were him, I would have gotten a tray of nachos, and I would have gotten the liquid cheese, thrown a little bit of chili in, and I would have topped it with jalapenos. That's what I would have walked out of there with if I were him.
Man, that is scary.
I think you guys got an irrational fear of lizards.
Yes.
Well, lizards that big? 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a croc or an alligator. I don't know the difference anyway.
Have you ever
seen? What do you mean it looks nothing like
it? How often do you see alligators climbing things?
The same amount of times I've seen.
Very rarely.
Water monitors or whatever.
I mean, look, Drabby, look. Yeah. If we were in the 7-Eleven, the first thing we're doing is taking our phones out. I get it. We're not going to run away like we're seeing a Godzilla.
Oh, no, I would run.
But
I might run out the door.
But
because I mean, a Komodo dragon can kill you, right? They can kill humans.
I just looked this up. It said there's been 5 Komodo dragon deaths in the last, like, 30 years.
Okay, I'm not saying it's common. I'm just saying it can happen. Now, I don't know if a water monitor lizard is actively trying to kill a human or not. They're probably not. But if that thing walked into the O-Town 7-Eleven and I'm getting a Diet Dr. Pepper, I'm running out the front door as quickly as I can. I'm not sticking around.
Now, somebody is tweeting me at EB
hanging
Junkies.
Around, hanging around.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's EB Junkies. He's saying it's the because of COVID, there aren't as many people milling around outside. Okay. And so there aren't as many people throwing out their garbage or their food around the trash for them to snack. So he's actually just starting to go right into like the 7-Eleven.
So the water monitor, he needs a new food source. So he went into the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
He wants the chili cheese
in the world.
He's hungry. But no one's feeding him like they normally are.
EB, do you think he hit the hostess aisle? Could have got
he's
cupcakes.
Smart, he did.
Could have got
smart,
some
he did.
Twinkies. Get all the Twinkies
he
wants.
I hope he crushed some Doritos.
Good.
I've been really watching my eating, you know, over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And at the last check, I was down 12 pounds. Well, I weighed myself this morning before the show. I gained 2 back. Bitter about that. And meanwhile, I've been passing up hostesses, passing up silly shakes, just passing up amazing sugary drinks, and I still gained 2 pounds. I think I'm drinking too much.
That might be it.
I think it's the alcohol. I gotta go a couple days without.
Well, you can't do it today.
No, I'm gonna
not during the Masters. Can't do it tomorrow.
I'm gonna do it today. I have to.
All right.
I have to. And then I'll just pound on.
By the
window.
Way, what happened to the producer's window?
I don't know. Fix it here in a minute.
Drab probably forgot to plug in his computer or something. It's always something simple. It's stupid.
Didn't your feed die like 5 minutes ago, Rick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, relax.
Yeah,
everybody has tech issues from time to time. It happens.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm going to guess his went down because he forgot to plug it in.
Or maybe a big giant lizard came in and unplugged it, roamed into the studio there in D.C. God, I wish that would happen so Drab would freak out. He's like, I wouldn't be freaked out if a lizard came in here. He's acting all nonchalant.
He'd probably run away like a child.
I'll be honest. Half the time when you walk into a 7-Eleven, you're going to see some crazy ass anyways.
Okay, well, not that crazy. True.
I don't think I've been in a 7-Eleven in a long time.
Well, you're missing out.
Ooh, I was in one last week.
It's a freak show.
Well. It's one of my favorite places. It's not a freak show like Walmart. Walmart's 10 times worse. 10 times worse.
I can't even think if there's one here in Ashburn. I'm sure there is. I never go to it.
What, 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
7-Eleven is kind of like my home away from home. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I had to pick one store I wanted to live near, it would probably be 7-Eleven.
I go to Royal Farms all the time.
You do? They have a bunch of those out in Northern Virginia or something?
They're expanding. They're expanding, I don't know around here, but they definitely have like one right near MGM National Harbor. They're making inroads into this market.
Yeah.
Used to be a Baltimore thing.
Yeah, the only one I remember driving by is when my daughter played volleyball out in sort of it wasn't really Ellicott City, but Columbia. What's that other damn town over there? Anyway, there's a Royal Farms out that way, off Route 1.
Right. Mm.
You know?
Right, right.
It's kind of midway between D.C. and Baltimore.
You sleep on their chicken. It's money.
No, I've had it. It's
good.
Fine.
Chicken
like
and
everything
big,
else.
Big potato
overrated.
Wedges.
Oh, it's good.
So good.
I mean, it's fine.
Really hungry.
When we come back, we will get into EB's entertainment page. He is going to tell you what celebrity paid for a stranger's engagement ring. Next on the EP, here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.